Let's talk a little bit about the data you presented on the time course of recurrence mm-hmm. and kind of the key time points in colon cancer. Can you kind of review that? And
sure.
I have to say that's about where I started to get a little bit lost, okay. But maybe you can straighten me out.
Let's hope so. What we wanted to consider was, now that we're using the disease-free survival endpoint, how does that change how we look at a clinical trial? How does it change how we design a clinical trial? So first we looked at, how does adjuvant therapy provide a benefit? For overall survival, it provides a benefit that is consistent over time, that exists the first year, the second year, fifth year, and the eighth year, that patients who were treated have a reduced risk of death over a long period of time. We wondered if that was true for disease-free survival, since patients recur early. Patients die all the time, but they only recur early. And what we found was, perhaps not terribly surprising, that adjuvant therapy reduced the risk of recurrence early in a very substantial way. In the first year, it reduced the risk of recurrence in half. In the second year, it reduced the risk of recurrence by about 40%. And then that reduction in risk decreased over time, such that by fourth year, there was no significant difference in the recurrence rates between patients who were treated and not treated.
Although the recurrence rates were very low at that point.
Recurrence rates were low, but there was no significant difference between the two arms, and that could be due to events. But the estimate of the effect of treatment, even though there were few events, was continuing to diminish over time. That's not terribly surprising, because adjuvant therapy is only given for 6 months or 1 year. And so for it to have a lasting effect and prevent recurrences in year three, in year four, it's not necessarily a reasonable expectation that that might be expected. But what we found then was that this profound benefit in preventing early recurrences in the first 2 years translated into long-term overall survival benefit. So I think we now more fully understand the mechanism by which chemotherapy can provide the long-term survival benefit, and that is preventing the bolus of early recurrences that are going to happen in untreated patients.